Atakel. Oilam is a lashon of Hester. It's a terminology that's used that things are hidden from our sight, from our vision, and being able to see certain things. Is this Paldiki Gemara? The Gemara tells us, the pasuk tells us, Baruch Habakkuk v'amido malache sadik b'mnosa yichya. Habakkuk, the Navi Habakkuk, came and told us, you should know there's one answer in life that will answer all our challenges and difficulties and all our struggles. What is that answer? Tzadik b'menosa yichya. A person that indulges in the realm of emunah and faith in God, as such an individual will never have any struggles and issues in his life. So I want to ask you, my dear friends, does that make any sense? What could that really mean?
Baruch
Habakkuk v'amido malachas tzadik b'menosa yichya. The Navi Habakkuk came and told us, you should know that everything in this world, there's one answer to everything, and that answer is faith in God. And that is the answer to every situation and every scenario that a person goes through. You should know that that's the answer. How does that answer every situation? There's fighting at home. There's difficulties in business. A child is accepted in yeshiva, a child's not accepted in yeshiva. We are accepted and allowed to come home, or sometimes we're not accepted and allowed to come home. So what does that mean?
You don't make decisions in a vacuum. You're not by yourself in any decision that you make. There needs to be faith, because decisions you make are really not your own.
So I want to share a fascinating story that happened with a great tzaddik, Shmuel Levi Vosner. Anyone heard of him? Baal Shem Tov Levi, Kedmani was with him. That he was one time in the concentration camps. In, I think it was in Auschwitz, not Bergen-Belsen, one of those two. And one time he was called out at night. And he was called out and he was asked to come out. The Nazi soldier took him out. And he told him to stand outside in the snow and the difficult weather. And with that he went with his gun and he smacked him over the head and knocked him unconscious. He woke up a couple minutes later and was able to get back to himself. And he was told by the Nazi soldier to go back into his barracks. A couple moments later, he came out again. And the Nazi soldier called him out again for a second time. And the same scenario chazed itself over, repeated itself. And then a third time, the same scenario repeated itself. Until finally the third time, Vosner was ready feeling, Boi mai manofesh, Ribbono Shloim, it's enough that they're barely alive. It's enough that they're barely able to survive. Why does he have to go through such a situation? To which he turned around at that moment, and in his mind, he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ribbono Shloim, that way that God exposes himself, in a way of kindness, and the time that God exposes himself in a way that seems to be difficult and challenging, is really the same God of kindness all the way through, as we mentioned before. And at that point, suddenly the Nazi soldier turned around to me and said, listen, I'm going to shoot up into the air, and you run for your life. And with that, he was saved from the concentration camps. Chavev Yedida, the answer is, there's a lot of times when a person goes into the realm of emunah, one of the things that happens is he takes himself out of the picture. And normally when a person takes himself out of the picture, suddenly he's able and he has the siyata shmai to see what the right thing is really, and the person has the ability to make the right decisions. As we mentioned before, that when a person is focused, by Rabbi Miller, that when the person is focused, and a person has his direction where he wants to go, a lot of times, he doesn't have the ability to think straight. Because he has his alternative motives that make him and cause him to think in a certain direction. And therefore, it's very hard for him to be able to appreciate all that it is that he needs. And I was just visiting an individual that had a heart attack around 6 weeks ago. And I went into the hospital and I was with him in the ICU over there. And he says, "Rabbi, why did God do this?" To which I said, "I'm not a Navi, I have no idea. But there's one thing I could tell you, obviously this individual I had a relationship with, it's all for the good. How it's for the good, I can't answer you. But I'm telling you, if we want to look hard and try to find the good in every situation, you'll see it'll be for the good." He says, "Rabbi, it's too hard for me to hear this at this point." To which I said, "I understand. But I just wanted to put it in by you. There'll be a time that you'll come back to thank me for that piece of advice." And I want to share with you, a couple weeks ago, this fellow called me up. And he said, "Rav, I want to share with you, it's the first time I was able to truly see the Yad, the hand of God." I said, "Really? Why? What happened?" So he said, "I want to share with you. He's an entrepreneur. And there was a certain business that he was very involved in, and the business took over his whole entire day. And it was starting to affect his children at home. However, he was so motivated to work in his business and to build his business that even though he was being told that by the teachers and by the principal that he has to spend more time at home, there was nothing that was able to stop him. Now at this time that he was put into this difficult situation, he was forced to stay home. He started spending time with his children. And then he broke down on the phone. I never realized what type of gems I really have. He never got the ability to truly appreciate his own children and to see their true qualities. Because he just came home Shabbos and the whole week he was busy. And he turned around and said, "You know what? Rav, if it took a heart attack, it was all worthwhile. Because now he's able to appreciate his wife and his children and his real life, what God gave him." And suddenly, lo and behold, his children were starting to succeed so much more. Do you know why? Because he was home to learn with his children. When his children came home, he was able to be there to give them a hug when they walked in the door. He was able to show the fatherly love, kerachem aval banim, as a father really sees. When a person lives a life of emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's never a challenge that's too overwhelming, because there's always something good, tells us Baal Shem Tov, in every situation. We just have to dig hard. And sometimes we won't see the answer right away. Sometimes it'll take many years to see that answer. And it might not be there right for us to be able to see within a couple weeks or a couple months. But the second we realize that God has a blueprint for us that's all for the good, and that everything's for the good, then everything turns out to be for the good. Gamzu L'Toyva tells us about Shem Tiv. It's when we say that this is for the good, it actually turns it around that it should be for that element of good. Evitzeh.